how's the summer? Isn't it a fast summer? Because it's a little different summer. We're not playing, you know, basketball, not playing, maybe going to football camps. It's a little different summer for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, the summer's really flown by this year. I've been doing work with Grandpa Construction again. My younger brother started this summer as well. Dante Horner's been working with me, so that's been a little bit of fun. And along with that, I've been doing the strength and conditioning training for college football, of course. And lots of golf on the side, so it's been a packed summer for sure. It's flown by.
So, yeah, it has been a very fun summer. Maybe more golf than usual, huh?
Yeah, there has been. It's been a little weird without all the activities such as basketball camps, football camps, stuff like that. But the weightlifting and conditioning has, it's kind of kept up, so it's been pretty much the same for me, but yeah, it's been a little weird without that stuff.
But I have no question, no, doing it for 4 years, and even going back to junior high days, you've been doing it for like 6-7 years. You kind of miss it, don't you?
Yeah, it was good just to get in the weight room with all the guys every summer, just to kind of get together with them. It was always fun experience. All got to get the gains into, but it was more fun just to see those guys every morning and joke around with them.
You still want that Dundee County Stratton tradition to go on, football, basketball, track. Got to keep it going, don't they?
Yeah, they've been working hard for sure. I've been keeping up with it through Dante and Breck. They've been going to their weight training every morning. Dante's been coming to do my workouts with me too, so he's been putting in a lot of work rehabbing from his knee injury, so he's on track to be back this next year and hopefully play a crucial role in this next season.
Because he hasn't had a chance to play all that much in the last year or so, has he?
No, he was kind of just getting into the role of things last year, kind of working his way in the rotation, kind of had some running back and slot receiver type stuff. And then, unfortunately, he suffered. It was what I understand, it was kind of a freak accident with this last knee injury. So he's back on track to play some more. But yeah, he was just kind of getting in the flow of things. And that unfortunately happened in a JV game. So
now we watched Breck here the last couple of times at MFL. My gosh, the kid. Is he the biggest? He looks big from up here in the press box. Is he the biggest one in the family?
Yeah, he's got me on height for sure. He's up there at like 6 foot now. I wish I had that height, but I'm sticking around 5'10", I think. And he's getting me on weight wise too. He's pretty close there as well, so he's a big kid for sure.
But he's fun to watch, and boy, look out in the years to come. I think he's only gonna be an eighth grader, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. He's big for his grade, and he's really coordinated for all that muscle and strength for his grade for sure, because a lot of those kids you see don't have it all put together. But yeah, he's pretty fun to watch. I'm excited to see what he can do.
What a career. I mean, you've had a blast in all three sports. You went to state tournaments. You've played in one state football championship, state track and field meet. You've done it all.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of great memories made in my high school career. Just great to play with all the teammates I was able to play with. There's a lot of good names in there. Great coaches. It was a blast. All the stuff we were able to accomplish. That's cool to talk about that stuff, but just all the guys are the main thing. That was the most fun part of my high school career.
Yeah, you look at the kids you played before you, the All-Staters, and you got a chance to play with some of those guys, and now still All-Staters. The list is a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely fun, those guys in front of me, just to be able to compete with those guys as an underclassman. It really pushed me, and I think helped me out like tremendously where I am today. And so I really appreciate all those guys.
How about Wesley now? Football, it's all football, college football. When do you report? When do you get going?
Yeah, so the report date is August 9th, so it's coming up right around the corner. I'm looking forward to it. I've been down there a couple times for some 7-on-7s, and they do some weightlifting before that, so I'm a little familiar with some of the guys, but it'll be good to get down there and just kind of, I guess, get to know them even better, kind of put some faces to all those names and just get to know them and work in my rotation on the team.
What's your expectations for year one? I mean, even if you're going as a freshman, sometimes it's like, hey, I got to wait my turn, everything. But is that the case? Will you not play a lot or redshirt? What's the situation? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not really looking into like a redshirt situation. I'm kind of looking to incoming freshmen starting on the bottom of the totem pole. I really like the coaching staff down there and everyone that's recruited me throughout this process. And I look forward to working my way up there. And through those JV games, I look forward to getting a lot of playing time in those and working my way up and hopefully get some varsity minutes this year.
That's kind of nice that they have a JV schedule too. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. That was kind of something I was looking in the recruiting process, was I just wanted them to have something for JV just to kind of work your way up instead of it just being practice there at the start if you don't make the traveling roster and whatever. But yeah, hopefully some varsity minutes in there too.
Position wise, what do they think you have yet?
So I'm looking at playing slot receiver, but that I'm open to moving pretty much anywhere from receiver to running back, all over the place on offense pretty much is what I'm looking at.
Just get me on the field, I'll play anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Studies, what are you going to do?
Business and finance is kind of what I'm leaning towards right now, but that could honestly totally change. They had me looking into business administration. I don't really know the difference, I guess, so we'll see when we get down there. Something with business right now is what we're looking at.
Not going to follow in Dad's footsteps and what he does?
No, science wasn't really my thing, but he's kind of pushed me towards it a little bit, but I've thought about it, but I'm kind of leaning towards the business route, I think.
Well, it's been a fast, you know, having a senior young man to play, you know, competed against you in a lot of sports, and the high school years just fly by, didn't they?
Yeah, they went way faster than you'd expect, because everyone would say that, and I'd be like, no way. But yeah, they flew by. It's crazy just how fast it went.
How about this year's DCS football team? Could be pretty tough.
Yeah, I think they'll be really good again. They got a lot of talent. I think they just kind of got to figure out where to plug in all that talent. But there's a lot of talent sitting around on that roster. So I'm sure they'll figure something out with it, and they'll be good again this year.